This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The CEO of the state's often criticized and long-delayed high-speed rail project is out with a plan that he hopes will get that system built. Phil, what is he saying?
What he's saying is that they're looking to try to get private investors, multinational companies or big-time investors, either from America or outside of America, to come in with tens to hundreds of billions of dollars to partner up with the state and try to get the high-speed rail up from San Francisco to Los Angeles. It's a big ask. It's a big question. But I don't think he has much of a choice because the bottom line is that the feds are turning off the tap on the big railroad spending project. People in California not too happy so far with the fact that it hasn't really gotten off the ground to much of an extent. They're still working on that test line between Merced and Bakersfield, and the costs are already at $35 billion estimated to complete that alone. And that was their original price for the entire Los Angeles to San Francisco line. So it's not the greatest time. Trump is turning off the tap. I don't think the Republicans are going to be putting money in. So they're going to get about $1 billion a year out of the state, they hope, and the rest they're going to have to try to get from private sector.
Where is that billion a year from the state going to come from? And does it have the support of the lawmakers who control the purse strings?
Well, that's an interesting question as well. That would come from what they call the cap and trade or cap and invest. But basically, that is money that polluters pay in to try to, you know, if you're you buy credits and the credits go towards mass transit. And that's where there is. It's perceptive of you to bring in a question on that, because a lot of people are looking at that kind of money, that cap and trade money, to support things like, let's say, BART or mass transit. It's already in a financial hole. And if taxpayers don't want to bail them out, then they're going to need a steady stream as well. So, yeah, the big picture here is that there are a lot of projects that want money. And in California, there are a lot of systems that are up and running that want money. And there's less money going around, even though we're experiencing a pretty big economic boom. California's got itself a deficit because it's spending big money. And there's just not a lot to go around. So they're going to try to do these private partnerships. There's already a public-private partnership for a high-speed rail between Las Vegas and the metro area of Los Angeles. And that thing, I think, is going to open up. That's going to actually, you know, we'll see how that flies. And maybe if that flies, they'll get investors for the rest. But, you know, I don't know, Steve, you got your 401k. You want to put it in the high-speed rail?
Yeah. You know what? I was just thinking, this high-speed rail thing, it's like that movie Groundhog Day. The alarm goes off. The guy on the radio says, there's a new plan to fund high-speed rail in California. Then it all falls apart. Then the next day, the alarm goes off. There's a new plan. I mean, how many times are we going to hear this over and over again?
We are just going to keep hearing about it because I'm sorry to say that politically speaking, high-speed rail has become that one of those limbo situations where it's a big work project in the Central Valley. That's what it really is at this point. It employs some 15,000 people and they're badly needed jobs. So I think Gavin Newsom is going to be one of those governors that's faced with the idea if he doesn't want to commit big to it, but he doesn't want to be the one that killed it. So he's just going to hand it off to the next governor and then they'll have to live through 4 years of groundhog. Day.
Kicking the can down the road. Phil Matier.
In this case, the railroad track.
The railroad track, kicking it down the tracks. That's right. Phil, good to talk with you. And Phil Matier will be back tomorrow morning at 7:50 right here on KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.